AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, the doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead testified his theory was Floyd was suffocated.
At the time, based on the information I had, it was more likely than the other possibilities.
Also testifying was the police chief in Minneapolis, Madario Arredondo. He says an officer should think about things like the severity of the crime before using force.
So that's really key for me in terms of why I vehemently disagree that that was the appropriate use of force for that situation.
Derek Chauvin's defense claims George Floyd's health issues led to his death. Coronavirus cases are rising again. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the blame is being placed on younger adults.
We are now entering our fourth week of increased trends in cases.
And CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the rise predominantly involves younger adults.
This is among 18 to 24-year-olds where we're seeing actually some peaks in cases.
She says the increasing variant spread and the rise of youth sports and other activities are playing a role. She says the good news is the majority of American seniors have now been fully vaccinated. ER visits, hospitalizations, and COVID deaths among those 65 and older are all down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says he will not throw out the ceremonial first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opener after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta in response to Georgia's sweeping new voting laws. A drone discovered a possible second breach in a large Florida wastewater reservoir as more pumps were headed to the site.
Evacuation orders remain.
Piney Point Reservoir is in Manatee County, just south of the Tampa Bay area. Record highs for the Dow and the S&P 500 at the close. This is AP News. A tropical cyclone has damaged parts of Asia.
The storm also hampered the rescue effort as aid workers were unable to access key sites because of damaged roads and bridges. The cyclone is expected to continue affecting the Southeast Asian nations for days while moving south towards Australia. Mud tumbled down from surrounding hills onto dozens of homes in Laminele village on Adanora Island. Rescuers dug tirelessly to recover dozens of bodies buried under the mud, and several people were injured. Flash floods killed at least 30 people elsewhere, and there are reports of at least 70 missing in the province. I'm Karen Chavas.
In the NFL, the New York Jets traded quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers. The Jets have the number 2 pick in the NFL draft and will likely select a quarterback who they hope will deliver the team back to respectability. Darnold was the number 3 overall pick in the 2018 draft out of the University of Southern California. The Jets will get draft picks for Darnold. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.